Pupils at Auckland's Tamaki College say they're hoping an investment in social housing will be a priority for the government in today's wellbeing budget. The students say many of their families have been evicted from their Housing New Zealand homes to make way for a new housing redevelopment, forcing them to pay more for private rentals in South Auckland and up to $40 on the bus each week to get to school. The students say most of their parents have two jobs just to make ends meet. At a Kids Can Breakfast Club at the Decile 1 school, the students told me and cameraman Tim Collins they were hoping today's budget would see them better off.
Food is a challenge for our young people, so we do our very best with what we have to make sure that they have something in their stomach before they go to class. It may be a challenge for the New Zealand community to understand the fact that having enough food for young people is a problem and a challenge for our community, but it is.
That's Soana Bamaka, principal of Auckland's Tamaki College, a Decile 1 school located in the highest deprivation bracket in the country.
We don't have the luxury of waiting for a discussion or a debate to find out how best to deal with the challenges that we're faced with on the ground every day. And these, what does that look like? The challenge is in winter, cold children, hungry children throughout the year. And of course, we know that if you're hungry and cold, you're not at your best learning.
What do you want to see out of the budget?
I'd like to see some support for our community. As you know, our community is a Decile 1 community. I'd like to see some support for our parents as they struggle to provide for their young people. Mental well-being is a big challenge for our young people at the moment, so there could be something in the budget to support that. At the moment, we have one psychiatrist that comes into the school once a week. The need is higher than that. We have a group of young people for whom school is the one constant thing in their lives. So despite all the challenges that they have, they turn up to school, but they're not learning ready. So the community and the school need to work together in some kind of partnership that needs to be resourced to enable us to support those young people into a position where they can get on with their learning.
Apart from the usual breakfast of fruit, muesli, yogurt and toast available, there was also kokolaisa being served outside the Wharekai in celebration of Samoan Language Week. A couple of hundred kids, that's almost half the school, showed up to receive a free meal. Barbara, or Nanny Barb, as the kids call her, volunteers her time to prepare all the meals. She puts together three meals a day, at morning tea, lunch and after school, for those kids who stay behind to study. For some of the kids, it's all they'll have in a day. Yesterday, many of them missed out due to the teacher's strike.
Barb, why do you do the breakfast club at morning tea time and not before school?
Because the students are teenagers, and teenagers don't want to get up early in the morning just to have breakfast. So they asked me if they could have it later. So I asked them, what about lunchtime? And they said, that's too long. So I said, OK, when do you want it? So when would you like it? So they said, oh, can we have it at interval?
Because a lot of these kids are coming without breakfast?
Yes, yes.
And do you get a lot of hungry kids, Barb?
Yeah. Yes, I'm afraid so. They are. They come in, well, you've seen them come in droves. Yeah, they're hungry.
So, Barb, you're 74 years old.
Yes.
You're retired.
Yes.
You're a retired social worker.
Yep.
And you're here 11 hours a day, three times a week.
Yep.
Why do you do this?
Because I love the kids and love the school. And I just enjoy it. I love, you know, doing whatever is needed. Yeah, no, I just really enjoy it. The kids are fantastic, so that's why I do it. You may have heard them, they all call out, thanks Nanny Barb, thanks for the food. Yes. So yes, I know that they appreciate it.
Year 13 students Lu Fa'aui, Willy Tumanuvao, Sela Tukia, Francis Nimo and Efi Ngaono are among the many kids who thanked Nanny Barb for their meal today.
Do you get a practice run?
They might seem nervous, but when it came down to talking about the issues that affect them most, they didn't hold back.
What do you guys want to see out of the budget?
I'd like to see more support towards families that have been moved out of our area. So, for example, us two, we've both grown in GI, but because due to the housing development, we've had to move out to South Auckland. So we travel, and Malulu, we travel from South Auckland to GI every day to come to school. We got moved due to the housing, like the development on its own, so that's why we had to leave. But either way, since moving there, we've been forced to go private, which is more expensive than our first original house.
Right, for rentals.
Yep.
So that's been hard on the family.
Yeah.
And what about transport to and from school?
That costs us about... that costs me about $33 every week, but that doesn't come out of the budget that's given to my family for the government. It has to come out of my mum's on her own, so that's harder for her as well.
Lu Fa'aui agrees.
Just like Sela said, it's forced us to move out of GI. It's just... my family just decides to cope with it, and it's just made my dad work even more hours. Mom get two jobs, sister get two jobs. I mean, money's money, you know.
So the pressure of housing has really been tough on you guys. Yeah. Did you guys want to move?
We were perfect just where we were. It was just up the road, easy access to school. But now I've got to pay like nearly $40 every week just to come out to school.
Do you work part-time?
Yeah. I work at Pack and Sea, part-time.
And what made you decide to get a part-time job?
Oh, to help out my family. There's six of us. We're still living here in GI. And everyone in my family works except for my younger sister. So I'm kind of different to these guys because we're still here and we're still... Like, the rent is expensive. That's why there's so many people working in the household. It does stress me out sometimes, but I managed to cope with just my friends and family being there for me.
About two-thirds of the community are Māori and Pasifika, according to the last census. Government figures show Māori and Pasifika youth have the highest rates of suicide and attempted suicides in the country. It's something these kids like Sela know all too well.
I don't think that the government realised that in our school we're more family-orientated school, so if it hurts one person, it hurts the rest of the school. Like, we're all as one, so due to, like, the lack of support for, like, mental well-being within our community, many of people have chosen that route, and it's caused...
And what route?
Like, to commit suicide. And we've had many friends that have done that, and it's had a negative effect on our well-being. Even if the people don't know them, like, they're still from your community. So I think another, like, more help of, like, psychiatrists or counsellors.
The government has promised that its well-being budget will have five key priorities, including reducing child poverty and supporting mental well-being for all New Zealanders, particularly young people. But these kids say they want to see more than just promises in Parliament. And that story was filmed by cameraman Tim Collins. You can watch it online and on our First Up Facebook page. Kids Can supports 741 low-decile schools throughout New Zealand, providing schools like Tamaki College with breakfast, shoes and jackets. If you want to help, you can go to their website.